This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon has told the Palestinians that he will impose his own solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict unless they are prepared to move forward on a negotiated settlement. Sharon's threat of unilateral action, made in a speech yesterday, has drawn widespread criticism from Jewish settler groups, Palestinian leaders, and the Bush administration. The plan calls for disengagement that would include the dismantling of some Jewish settlements on the West Bank, while strengthening others, NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
Before the Prime Minister's speech at a conference north of Tel Aviv, speculation heightened about how far Sharon would go, whether he would name settlements to be evacuated, or a date when his unilateral actions would begin. There was none of that, but the Prime Minister did lay down the general threat of unilateral moves if progress on the international roadmap for peace remained stalled.
We wish to speedily advance implementation of the roadmap towards quiet and genuine peace. However, if in a few months the Palestinians still continue to disregard their part, then Israel will initiate the unilateral security step of disengagement from the Palestinians.
Despite the ongoing efforts in his government to legalize Jewish settlement outposts in the West Bank, Sharon said unauthorized outposts will be dismantled, period. He also said there would be no construction, quote, beyond the existing construction at settlements, but critics point out that there's a backlog of settlement construction projects already approved. Sharon was careful to call his threat of unilateral action a security step, but he also warned that under that plan, Palestinian political hopes for a viable state would be further diminished.
This plan will only be implemented if the Palestinians drag their feet and delay the implementation of the roadmap. It's clear that in the plan of disengagement, the Palestinians will get a lot less than they can achieve with direct negotiation on the roadmap.
Reaction to the speech was swift and largely negative. White House spokesman Scott McClellan said while the White House was pleased with Sharon's commitment to pursue the roadmap, he added, quote, we would oppose any Israeli effort to impose a settlement. The White House urged Sharon to meet with Palestinian Prime Minister Ahmed Correa soon. Correa said the speech was disappointing, but Palestinians are ready to negotiate.
I can't say I'm disappointed. I was expecting something new, but I want to reconfirm, reiterate our position. We are committed to the roadmap.
Palestinian negotiator Diana Boutu said the biggest problem with the disengagement idea is that, like the barrier now going up in the West Bank, it would inevitably become not a security measure, but a land grab.
Clearly what Ariel Sharon is talking about is an idea of unilateral separation. And what he's not talking about is Israel's withdrawal to the 1967 border, Israel's international legal border. Instead, what he is talking about is taking more and more swaths of Palestinian territory.
Officially, Israel doesn't recognize the 1967 lines as its borders. Israeli reaction to the speech was also critical. Right-wing cabinet minister Effie Aitam said his party could not remain in any government that would uproot Jewish settlements, and a spokesman for the Settlers' Council called the proposal the end of Zionism. Former Prime Minister Ehud Barak of the Labor Party offered the most sweeping condemnation, saying it reflected an Israeli government bereft of new ideas and willing to drift along in managed crisis mode.
Prime Minister Sharon does not come to grip with the realities. It's a total loss of direction for the Israeli right, total loss of direction for the Israeli left, and very weak position vis-a-vis the Palestinians as well as the rest of the world.
The main positive reaction came from Israeli analysts who said, for all his vagueness, Sharon appears to be serving notice to the Israeli right that the architect of the Israeli settlement project is willing to pull at least some Israeli citizens out of the West Bank and Gaza. But they also say a lot can happen in the Mideast in several months, and it remains to be seen whether Sharon will ever face the moment when he has to order his soldiers to evacuate a large inhabited settlement. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.